Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you. Thank you for this wonderful truth that has been revealed here by Jesus to his disciples, and knowing we've been called out of this world to be disciples, disciplined, dedicated, and followers of Jesus, seeing and hearing the kingdom realities, the answers that are necessary to be manifested here on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're reading Luke 8, verse 9 and 10. Whoever has ears to hear, let him hear. His disciples asked him what this parable meant, and he said, the knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of God has been given to you, but to others I speak in parables, so that though seeing, they may not see, though hearing, they may not understand.
Hallelujah. The encouragement here, guys, is Jesus came to this world to be an expression of the kingdom realities that's laid up there in heaven for each and every one. And he's the expression of the answers that the whole world needs. And so he picked his disciples, and his disciples were called to know the kingdom realities that come through the leading of Jesus. Remember, he's the king in this kingdom. And he and the kingdom realities are shaking the earth. But when you're born again, you are raised and you're seated with him in the kingdom. And these kingdom realities are now shaking you into the place that he's prepared. You're in the place with him where he is, there you are also. But then you're growing into the measure and the stature, the fullness of Christ, and being a fragrance just like he was. The disciples were, now we've got to run our race. And so it says so beautifully in the prophetic word in Isaiah 32, a king will reign in righteousness. We know Jesus is reigning in righteousness now. And then he goes on to say, and us that is called out, we are the lights in the darkness, the rivers in the desert, the shadows of a great rock in a weary land. Verse 8, we are the noble people who make noble plans, and by noble plans we stand. Now, how can we make noble plans and stand if Jesus is not letting us hear? He's not opening up his wonderful love, and that's why so beautifully he is. That is what it's all about. That's why we draw close, and that's why we embrace the truth, the word. He prays so beautifully in John 17 before he laid down his life to then take it up and now be the ruler, bringing the goodness of heaven to earth through his people, his body, his bride, his church. He prays that he don't take the disciples out of this world, but they get protected from the evil one. And how does he protect them from the evil one? He sanctifies them with the truth, because his word is truth. And as he was sent into the world, he sent his disciples into the world. He says so beautifully, I sanctified myself that they too may be truly sanctified, set apart, dedicated, children in the kingdom, listening to the head, tapping into the head and growing. And then he says so beautiful, my prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who believe in me through their message. So when we believe, we confess. What we see, we share. What we know, we are the fragrance of the kingdom. We give it out and we encourage others. For as much as the Father loves Jesus and the disciples, he loves us now. And so we are now one. We are in the Father, in Jesus, in the kingdom. And then he goes on, verse 22, I've given them the glory, the splendor that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one. I in them and you in me, so they may be brought to complete unity. Then the world will know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. So we've been brought into the kingdom, part of the family, and we've all got a race to run. So be blessed, brothers and sisters, arise and shine. You are a part of the wonderful answer, the light, the goodness, the kingdom. So be blessed and arise and shine in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.